课堂听 class.com
Chapter 9 At the Post Office Unit 1 Basic Things to Do Basic Expressions
Can I mail a letter here?
Is it domestic or international?
Is it surface or airmail?
How would you like to send it, regular or express?
Please put the mail on the scale.
Do you want it insured?
I need to pick up a package.
Do you have a fax service?
Is this deposit returned when the keys are returned?
When can I start to use my box? Dialogues. Conversation 1. Mailing a domestic letter.
Hi, may I help you, ma'am?
Yes, can I mail a letter here?
Yes, is it domestic or international?
It's domestic.
Is it surface or airmail?
Surface mail, please.
Okay, just drop it in the mailbox, please.
Where's the mailbox?
It's outside, near the window.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation 2. Mailing an international letter. Hi, how can I help you, sir?
Hi, I'd like to send a letter.
Where's it going? Where to?
To the United Kingdom.
How would you like to send it, regular or express?
How many days difference?
It's about 5 weekdays by regular mail. It'll take only 2 weekdays by express mail.
Thanks. Regular, please. It's not a rush. How much is the postage?
It's $1.10.
Here's $1.10.
Thank you. Here's your receipt.
Thanks.
Conversation 3. Sending a parcel.
Hi, what can I do for you?
I'd like to mail this parcel to China.
What's in it?
Clothes and small gifts.
Okay, fill out this form, please.
Thanks.
Form is complete. Please put the parcel on the scale.
How much?
How would you like to mail it, by air or by sea?
What is the price difference?
Oh, there's a big difference. If you mail it by sea, it'll cost you only $7.90. If you mail it by air, it'll cost you $44.30.
How much longer will it take to travel by sea?
It's at least 1 month.
And how long does it take to get to China by air?
Only 5 to 7 weekdays.
Okay, I'll mail it by air, please.
Do you want it insured?
How much for the insurance?
You have to pay an extra $20.
Just forget about the insurance.
Conversation 4. Picking up a package.
May I help you?
I need to pick up a package.
Do you have a notice with you?
Yes, here's the notice.
Thanks. This will just take a moment. Here's your package. Please sign here.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Conversation 5. Buying stamps and envelopes.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to buy a book of national stamps and a box of letter-size envelopes. How much is that altogether?
A book of stamps is $5.10. A box of envelopes is 50 cents. It's $5.99 total.
How come? It should be $5.60.
You're right, but you have to pay GST, government sales tax.
I'm sorry, I didn't know we had to pay GST for stamps.
That's okay.
Here's $6.
Thanks. Here's your change and receipt.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation 6. Sending a fax. Facsimile.
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
Hi, do you have a fax service?
Yes, we do. Where do you want to send your fax?
To China. How much will it cost for one copy?
One copy to China is $6.
How much if I send 6 copies?
The price is different for 6 copies. It's cheaper.
How cheap?
Well, the first copy is $6, the second copy is $5, and the third copy is $4. After the third copy, you'll pay only $3 per copy.
I'll send 6 copies. Here's the fax number.
Thanks. After the fax documents are sent.
Did they get through?
Yes.
How much do I owe you total?
$24.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Conversation 7. Renting a postal box. Hi, what can I do for you, sir?
Hello, can I open a P.O. box here?
Yes.
How much is the monthly fee?
Well, it depends on the size of the box and how long are you going to rent it.
Could you tell me something about renting a box, please? I know nothing about it.
Okay. If you rent a small box for 3 months, you'll pay $44.70 plus tax. For 6 months, the cost is $66 plus tax. And for 12 months, it costs $110 plus tax. Also, you've got to pay a deposit on the box keys of $11.70.
Is this deposit returned when the keys are returned?
Of course. When you return the keys, you'll get your deposit back.
Okay. I'll rent a small box for 6 months.
All right. Please fill out this form.
Okay.
When the form is complete.
How much is the total?
$81.66.
When can I start to use my box?
Starting next Monday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Conversation 8. Buying a MoneyGram. Money transfer.
Hi, how can I help you?
Do you have a MoneyGram service here?
Yes, we do.
I'd like to transfer some money to China.
What's the destination?
Shanghai.
How much would you like to transfer?
About 20,000 US dollars.
Okay. You need to fill out this form.
All right.
When the form is complete.
How long will it take for the money to arrive?
Usually the money arrives within 10 minutes.
That's pretty fast. How do you do it so quickly?
We do it with the MoneyGram Global Computer Network.
Is it safe?
Absolutely. We use a security screening system and unique reference numbers.
How much is the service fee?
1% of the amount being transferred.
Okay, that's not bad.
Unit 2. Problem claims. Basic expressions.
Its contents were broken.
Do you have the commercial invoice?
I'll give you the assistance number.
What's the shipping number?
What's the value for customs?
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Broken parcel.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I got a package yesterday. Its contents were broken.
Where is it from?
It was mailed from the Kent Post Office in Washington State, USA.
What was in it?
A digital camera.
Do you have the commercial invoice?
What's a commercial invoice?
It's a piece of paper that came with the package. There's shipping information on it.
Is this the one you're talking about?
Shows the paper to the postal clerk. Yes, that's the one. The phone number and fax number for filing claims are at the bottom of the paper. Just call the number to make a claim. They will help you solve your problem with the parcel.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Conversation 2. Calling to make a claim. 1.
Hello, Kent Post Office.
Hello, my name's Amy Brown. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Hi, Amy. What can I do for you?
I received a parcel yesterday. The camera inside was broken. What should I do?
Can you give me your address, please?
837 Main Street, Toronto, L8V4J9.
And the mailing date?
June 6th.
Thanks. It did originate in my office. Okay, I'll give you the assistance number. The toll-free number is 1-800-782-7892. They will help.
Thanks a lot.
Conversation 3. Calling to make a claim 2.
Customer dials 1-800-782-7892.
Hello, customer service office. Can I help you?
I'm calling about my parcel. It was broken.
Okay. Can you tell me where it was shipped from?
It's from 8219 20th Street, Kent, Washington, 98032, USA.
What's in it?
A gift, a digital camera.
Okay. Give me your address, please.
Amy Brown, 879 Gage Street, Toronto, B9W3N5, Ontario, Canada.
What's the shipping number?
9429-97CQDHS.
What's the value for customs?
$100.
Do you have the shipper's phone number with you?
Where is it?
It should be either on the top of the parcels box or in your waybill.
Let me check. Oh, I got it.
Tell me, please.
253-416-5875.
Thanks. I'll check. If your claim is approved, I'll mail you a check for the amount of the customs value.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.